from KQED.
Though a final vote tally won't be available for days, interim San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee came close to declaring victory at his election party last night. The longtime city administrator was appointed in January to fill out the term of now Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. At his election night party, Lee read his nearly 13-point lead over his closest rival to mean San Francisco voters want him to stay on the job.
They want the city to continue the way we've been running it and increasing jobs for everybody. I think San Francisco wants us to do 4 more years. What do you think? All right.
The election marks the city's first competitive mayor's race using ranked choice voting. Lee went up against 15 contenders. Turnout was generally low, but voters in predominantly Chinese-American precincts came out in force. There were allegations of voter fraud involving mail-in ballots 2 weeks ago, so the Secretary of State provided election monitors yesterday. If Lee wins, he would be San Francisco's first elected Asian-American mayor. If the concept of ranked choice voting throws you for a loop, you're not alone. Some San Francisco supervisors are already talking about ditching it. We've got a link to more on that discussion at our website, californiareport.org. Another closely watched election in California involved reform measures in L.A. County's tiny, scandal-plagued city of Vernon. Vernon has only 74 registered voters, though it's home to 1,800 companies that employ more than 50,000 workers who make everything from Tapatio hot sauce to Lucky Brand jeans. Earlier this year, state lawmakers nearly dissolved Vernon because of its history of corruption. City leaders fought off that threat with heavy lobbying in Sacramento and a promise to put a slate of reform measures before voters. Yesterday, 52 of those 74 registered voters overwhelmingly approved 4 measures, limiting city council members to 2 terms, requiring competitive bidding on city contracts, getting rid of at-will employment for city employees, and finally, amending the city charter to allow the city council to remove the city administrator. John Vigna is a spokesperson for State Assemblyman John Perez of Los Angeles, who led the effort in Sacramento to dissolve Vernon. Vigna says yesterday's election results are promising, but
there has to be a pattern of essentially repentance here and showing their surrounding communities that they are trying to change. So the passage of these measures, I think, will send a signal that those changes are starting to happen, and whether they continue to happen, we'll just have to remain vigilant and see.
A second slate of reform measures will be put to Vernon voters later this month.